It's time for a Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Chet Ingram. He is the Emergency Preparedness Director with the Southeastern Utah Health District. We're going to talk about Emergency Preparedness Month, some of the things that you can do to be prepared for emergencies that can come at any time. And it's always good to be ahead of the game and ahead of the curve on that one. Chet, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us out. We appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime. So, now that it is now with Emergency Preparedness Month, it's really a way to let people know these are some of the things that you can work on and have ready to go at your home and or office, really, right?
Absolutely. We want people to have everything ready to go at any time, and that includes home, office, and any time of the year, not just during the month of Preparedness Month.
So what are some of the things that people can do to get ready for this situations?
One of the biggest things is make a plan. Know what you're going to do. Make sure you have a way to communicate with your friends and family, and that they're all aware of that too. So if there is a disaster, you know when to communicate with them and what you need to do.
Okay, so by making a communication plan, one of the things that everybody has is a cell phone. What if your cell phone's not working? What are some ways that people can make that communication plan if a cell phone's not working?
So that is the biggest thing. There's a good chance that cell phone towers won't work if it involves the towers. So have a meeting place. Agree with them to meet somewhere so you guys can gather together and work through your plan there. Make sure that everybody's aware of where it is. And if someone doesn't show up, you'll know that there's something that needs to be done. So you can notify people and make the proper channels there to make sure people are okay and that they've been located.
And it's true because, we all rely so much on our cell phones that if something really were to happen, they're not going to work. So you've got to find a workaround and think, okay, what's the best way to do? And, having a set meeting place like, okay, we're going to meet down the street or out in front of the house by the cherry tree or something like that, even that simple.
Yep, absolutely. So, meet by a fire hydrant on the corner of your street, meet at a central location between your house and grandma and grandpa's house or aunt and uncle's house so everybody can get together and you can make sure everybody's okay.
And so what are some other things that people need to look for and be ready and be prepared for?
One of the biggest things, again, is just make sure you have some belongings in a bag put together. Make sure you have the essentials like medications. A lot of people don't think about it, but if you have pets, make sure you have some additional pet food for them. Clothing, and just have it all available and ready to go. So if you need to grab it and go, you can.
So and that's one thing, people probably don't think about that is, just something for your animals that if you're taking them with you, they've got to have that too, and clothing and all that stuff. About what's the easiest way probably as far as to take something as far as food or something like that with you?
So non-perishable items are the best thing to do. Throw in some granola bars, throw in some bottles of water. Anything that is non-perishable, you can throw in there, canned foods, items like that. You do need to keep them updated, but it's also a good reminder to check through your bag. Make sure that everything's good to go. If it's outdated, exchange it out for new stuff, but it keeps you reminded on what needs to happen and what you need to go through and make sure your bag's ready to go all the time.
What about I don't know if this would be in there. What about vehicles?
That's a good one. There's a lot of people that don't think about it, but if you have your tank is on empty and you can't get fuel, what are you going to do? It's always best to, keep your vehicle at least above half a tank of fuel in case you need to go somewhere and you need to get out, and have them ready to go. Make sure that your maintenance on your vehicles is all done and you have something reliable to get you out of the area if you need to go.
And that's really important, too, because a lot of people need to realize if the power goes out, you're not getting gas.
Correct.
So, keep that car fuel full or keep fuel with you at your house or something like that.
Yeah.
How popular in our area are, home generators and things like that?
Home generators aren't super popular from what I've heard, and just kind of gathering information. There are some people that, do have generators, and it's a great idea. If you have a generator and you have some fuel to keep that generator running, you know, make sure you're running your fridge at least to keep your food good. You know, run your minimal lights if you don't have power, but they're not, most people aren't going to have a generator big enough to power an entire home.
Right. But yeah, get one, you know, even the one, a lot of people that go camping will have a generator. Even that would be enough to run your fridge for a while.
Yep, that's correct.
So, and that's another thing, make sure you've got fuel for that as
yeah,
well.
Yep.
All right. Are there other things that people can do ahead of time or be prepared for as far as this kind of thing goes?
So, just remember that disasters don't wait. You know, there's no telling when we're going to have a flood or, you know, we've had tornadoes in Utah before. You never know if we'll get a tornado or an earthquake. They're not going to wait. So make sure that you're always prepared and ready to go for them. You know, there's no telling when one could happen. Hopefully we don't have them, but if we do, everybody needs to be prepared.
And that's the whole point of being prepared is you don't know when or where it's going to happen, but you've got to be ready for it no matter what.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, now, do you guys have tips or anything at the health department, or can they get on the website and look these kinds of things up?
Yeah, so you can go to our website at seuhealth.com and pull up the preparedness, emergency preparedness page. There's links that you can click on. Ready.gov is another great website that has all kinds of tips. There's little videos you can show your kids on being prepared, and it's all great information.
All right. Chet Ingram with the Southeastern Utah Health District. Thank you for coming in today and giving us some information about emergency preparedness. It's always good to have in your back pocket no matter what.
It is, and thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate coming in.
Thank you for coming in today. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, koalitv.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.